neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Toledot, see that Ibrahim Inu Alayhi Shalom was going through lots of difficulty. As it says in the Pasuk, so this term means that this kind of battle, as the root of this term is rat, to run. So Milash explains that she felt special pain when she was placed in two different locations, such as if she was passing by a Beit Midrash, she felt pain, and then if she would pass by a place that there is idol worshipping. So see, there's a pulling each time that either she would pass by a holy place or impure place. So the question that I had, how could it be that Ibrahimenu will go to Chinatown? Can you imagine this? So this Midrash have a very difficulty with it. How could it be such a thing?
She didn't know where that place may be.
She didn't know? What does it mean?
Some places you don't know where things are, what people are doing.
So what does it mean that there was a pain there? There was a pulling force. So obviously Midrash says that Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom was interested to jump out to go to the Beit Midrash. And Esav, the place that is a place of idol worshipping. So what does that mean? That Ibrahimenu passed by an idol worshipping place?
She didn't know where she's.
So it was not idol worshipping place?
No, she walked. She didn't know this place they're not behaving.
So she was not aware.
She was not.
Good. So when Esau wants to jump out, so what does that mean? No, the point that Esau wanted to jump out, if Ribraimenu didn't know, as you say, Esau knew?
Yeah, if he wanted to jump out, he knew.
You follow the point? I'm sorry, yes.
Yes, you know.
How do you fit it together? You're telling me Ribraimenu didn't know that this place of idol worshipping. Good?
No, she knew.
You know, but she didn't know.
She knew how I run,
and
once she passed by, she felt negativity.
No, it's not the time that she was passing by. Huh? At the time she was passing by, Esau was jumping out.
Because she was feeling the negativity, and so the baby feels it.
Good, but was the place a place of idol worshipping or not?
Yes.
It was?
Yes. No.
No?
She passed by, so there must be something.
So she knew this place is a place of idol worshipping?
She comes from a place of idol worshipping. She knows what it is.
But how could she pass by the place that is idol worshipping? Chas v'shalom, she would pass by such a place.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know?
No.
So why is she having the pain?
Yeah.
Ah, very nice. What happened?
Maybe her thoughts. Her thoughts is saying, no.
The question is if Ibrahimenu was aware that this place is a place of idol worshipping or not. If it is a place of idol worshipping, obviously she would never ever pass by such a place. Would she?
No.
So it doesn't make sense that when she was passing by such a place, then Esau wanted to jump up. She would never would do such a thing. Chas v'shalom. The Ibrahimenu would pass by an idol worshipping place. Chas v'shalom.
Not knowingly.
I'm sorry?
Not knowingly.
No. From miles, she would be careful that only has.
The focus should not be on Ibrahimenu. It should be on Esau. Any place that she passed by, there was Kedusha. Okay? Yaakov would get excited. Any place there wasn't Kedusha,
But that's the whole point. Ibrahimenu would not go to the places that there is lack of Kedusha.
No, it, didn't have necessarily to do with there. Well, if there wasn't a Kedusha there, then there is no Kedusha there. It doesn't necessarily have to be a place of Avodah Zarah. It could be.
So why is that wants to jump out?
To establish Avodah Zarah.
No, no. We have to reject your Kiddush, I'm sorry.
She passed by Avodah Zarah. The Mefarshim says clearly
that
she passed by.
Yes. Hazaru Baru, thank you.
So
now we're going to have the answer. You understand the question?
Absolutely.
So what do you think?
She was passing.
No, Chas v'Shalom. No, don't say that. Chanila v'chas, she would pass by such a place. The very Harav Machane Ephraim brings a beautiful chidush. You know,
been speaking for a few nights. You know, to find the answer. Here, Harav says a very beautiful thing. He says Chas v'Shalom, Ephraim Venu would pass a place by a place that is makom, is a place of Avodah Zarah. But if the Avodah Zarah was inside, like you said, there's a home, right? There's an idol inside. Good. She doesn't know, but Esav knows. Because Ribono Shel Olam gave a special radar to Esav. Mm-hmm. So that means Esav had a special reyach, sense of smelling that where the Avodah Zarah is. So now, what do we learn from here? The point here is very, very powerful, and that is, whatever sense that you have, it doesn't mean that you are supposed to use it. You have to act as a detective to pull it out and fix it. So here, when Esav had the quality, the potential, be able to spot the Avodah Zarah, doesn't mean that he was supposed to worship Avodah Zarah. But he had the sense that he could monitor any Avodah Zarah that is around. For what? To get rid of it, to destroy it, even though it was hidden. So that makes sense. Why? Because you don't expect anything more. As a child of Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom and Rivka, Imenu Alav Shalom, to have a child like this, so keen, so...
But where does he get the sense from?
I'm sorry?
The background of the Rivka Imenu, from Laban. That's the whole point. That means he was the one that was able to destroy Avodah Zarah. Why? Because you could not hide Avodah Zarah from him. He knew exactly where it is. From the womb, he could be able to spot Avodah Zarah. Not Chas v'Shalom, Rivka Imenu would pass by the place of Avodah Zarah.
How can you say such a thing? But Ibrahim Menu, even though that would pass by a place that it was Makom Kadosh, that she would think is a Makom Kadosh, but there was Avodah Zarah hidden, Esav knew about it. He had a special satellite that was able to spot Avodah Zarah.
Yes, the chush that he had, that he was able to spot it.
Is it possible that we say we know any place that's Kadosh, the opposite side is also there?
Yes, because
so he would pick up that even if he passed by Kadosh.
Yeah, there's a term that is used, yenika, is yonik. That means the negative forces, as we are told, that the holier you become, your yitzhah becomes
bigger,
more giant, not bigger.
Giant.
Yeah.
So that means whenever you sense your yitzhah halal becomes inflated, that means you are more. So that's why you have to work on yourself more and more and more and more and more to be able to handle it.
But here is such a beautiful point that
Esav could be part of the Avod, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Esav. Why? Because actually his keenness was so great that he can spot the Avodah Zarah.
It was so sharp, they could spot it. Not Chas v'Shalom, Yirai Imenu passed by him and come up with Zarah.
He had the chush. He had the such a powerful sense that you know exactly when Avodah Zarah hid it. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.